this situation has just been horrible. I'll just walk you through what I experienced.
Okay, please.
As a member of the media. I live in Rancho Bernardo, in the oldest section of Rancho Bernardo, which is right off Interstate 15, right in the heart of the north part of San Diego County. And, of course, we had paid attention to this fire that had started on Sunday afternoon at 12:30 in Ramona, which is a rural outpost in the northeast end of the county, and we followed it, and it was burning, et cetera. And when I think we all went to bed in San Diego in the North County on Sunday night, that fire was still 30 miles away, and the winds had died down, and nobody could expect that it was going to take the turn it did. But about 3 a.m., the winds picked up, and they came from a different direction, and next thing you knew, that fire was off and running, driving towards the heart of the middle of the North County, which is made up of a lot of bedroom communities. And at 4:15 on Monday morning, phone rang in my home. I couldn't get to it. Wait, finally did pick it up. There was nobody on the line.
Yeah.
But the winds had been howling that prior hour, and I knew something was up. So my wife and I got up, and I went and touched the glass of the window, and it felt really, really warm. And I cracked the window open and just got a blast of hot air, at which point I said, I think we really have a problem. Now, at that point, at 4:15 when the phone rang, it's called a reverse 911 call. It's an emergency plan that San Diego County has put into effect that has worked marvelously. That's why there's only been one fatality in this 48 hours of a Holocaust in San Diego. But when I felt that window and I felt that blast of hot air, even though I could see no flames, I said, we have a real problem brewing here. I think we have to leave. And in about a 10-minute span, from the minute that phone rang to the minute I went out my front door with what little belongings I could, there was fire in my street. Trees, bushes, everything was aflame. 50-mile-an-hour winds blowing embers in every direction, hillsides on fires. Houses starting to catch fire. You couldn't stand in my driveway. It was so intense and so hot. So between 4:15 and 4:30, we were experiencing just a horrific condition, which led to the terrible, terrible fires in the old part of Rancho Bernardo where I live, which really took the most direct hit of this fire that jumped the highway. Plain and simple, I looked out the window the first time, and all I felt was warm air. And I said, we got to move. We have to move this quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Threw things in suitcases, taking care of my mother, who's 93 and has dementia, to get her out of bed, get her dressed, get her into a car, get the dog into the car, try to find two suitcases, throw stuff in that. We had our bank statements and papers already put on the table, so we knew where all that was. In that 10-minute window, I made two trips to the car. First trip, it was just a lot of hot air. Second trip out to the driveway, I looked up and I saw fire on the other side of the highway. Third trip to the driveway with the suitcases, all the trees and everything around me was exploding. I went back to the house a third time, tried to get back into the house, and I felt a blast. I turned and looked, saw all these palm trees exploding on our street corner, at which point I said, I can't stay in this house. I must get out. I was fearful trees were going to snap and break, and burning limbs were going to fall on the car, and we all get trapped. My wife took off in one car with the dog and limited possessions. I backed out with my mother in my car, just flames everywhere. And as I was backing out of the driveway, I said to myself, my God, help me. As I was leaving that driveway, George, I felt I was saying goodbye to every possession I had, all the memories of my life.
What a feeling.
Yeah, and at that point, you couldn't see 5 feet in front of your hood. There was so much smoke and embers flying everywhere. I got hit by all types of flaming embers on my legs and arms trying to get back into my car. So I drove away, and struggled to get on the main road of Rancho Bernardo, struggled to get on Interstate 15, and this was all around 4:30, 4:35, and everything where I was in the old section of Old Westwood in Rancho Bernardo was starting to burn. Houses were burning, trees were in flames. It really looked like the apocalypse, and the end result is I got back into my neighborhood at 3 a.m. this morning with somebody from NBC TV, We were able to sneak in, and I drove up the hill that I had driven down 24 hours prior, and seven houses in my cul-de-sac are gone. There were three houses on my side of the street that were standing. The opposite side were burned. The cul-de-sac was just completely burned to the ground. And there's 60 houses in a five-block area where I lived in Rancho Bernardo that are just totally charred. It looked like it was a wind tunnel of nothing more than fire and flame that roared through there in a very short period. It just horrific to experience.
In the rain season, Lee, really is a few months away, so that's not going to help. These winds have got to die down.
Well, I don't know if it's global warming. I don't know what's triggering all this. This is the second catastrophic set of fires we've had in a four-year span in San Diego. We're really, San Diego is, even though it has the reputation of America's finest city, George, is really a desert. It's a desert on the ocean.
Yes.
We have tremendously great weather. We have tremendously dry weather. We have windy seasons. We have very few rainy seasons. We have probably 350 days of spectacular temperatures. But when you get tinder dry, And because it is desert, there's hardly any rain here. You get tinder dry, and you get high winds, and you get sparks. You get this. And, a lot of Southern California, especially San Diego County, is built on canyons and high points and low points. And those winds go up and down those canyons, George. And when they catch flames, that fire moves. Like I said, that fire in a 10-minute window came out of nowhere. And it's just a horrific sight. You know, if you recall the movie Apocalypse Now, that's what that fire looked like in the waning moments.
It's like a fire storm.
It was, basically. Exactly. That's what it looked like as I was backing out of that driveway. And I was the most stunned person in the world at 3 a.m. this morning when I pulled around the corner where I live in Old Rancho Bernardo, and I saw my house standing. I couldn't believe it was standing. Because I thought everything was on fire when I left, and I couldn't believe. The wind was so violent, what happened is that embers would hit trees and bushes. They would explode into flame, but the wind was so strong it'd almost blow the flame out, carry the embers somewhere else down the road and hit a roof and trigger a fire on a house, and then they'd skip and go five houses down and hit trees and bushes and trigger another fire. It was just really eerie how it was bouncing all over the place, and the wind direction kept changing. Every 30 seconds the wind was coming from a different angle.
Lee, the firefighters, they must be exhausted. There's nothing they can do.
It is. I'll tell you what, when I backed out my driveway in the midst of everything, I looked in the rearview mirror and I saw three or four fire trucks coming down my street. And they stopped. And I'd say four firemen jumped out in their full gear, their orange and yellow gear. And they were running from house to house, pounding on doors to check and make sure everybody was out. I might have been one of the last ones at my end of the neighborhood who left. And the thought to me was, look at these guys. They have, to the left of them, houses are burning. Behind them, the whole hillside was ablaze. And these guys are out doing their job. I mean, these firefighters are courageous and they are spectacular. And in the teeth of all that, as I was trying to get out of my driveway, these guys are running from door to door and knocking on doors to make sure there was nobody left in my neighborhood. These are really special, courageous people.